many years now, I've heard from a variety of clinical investigators about the legendary laboratory and translational scientist, Dr. Rakesh Jain, who's been a pioneer in the field of anti-angiogenesis, and his seminal work was featured on this series last year when I interviewed his clinical investigator colleague, Dr. Chris Willett. The work of Dr. Jain and Dr. Willett in rectal cancer has become a focal point in understanding the molecular basis for the activity of bevacizumab. I had the pleasure and honor of chatting with Dr. Jain, and he began our conversation by commenting on his early interest in the field.
I came to this country, United States, in 1972 after my bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from Indian Institute of Technology. I had the fortune of meeting a person named Dr. Pietro M. Gullino, G-U-L-L-I-N-O. He was the chief of laboratory of pathophysiology at the National Cancer Institute. And Dr. Gullino had developed an innovative tumor model in rats with a tumor which had a single artery and a single vein, like commonly growing tumors that have multiple input, multiple outputs. And we inject for my PhD thesis with him, even though I got my degree in chemical engineering, I injected methotrexate. That was the most widely used drug at that time in 1974. And I found out that the drug taken up by the tumor was not as much as I was hoping. And worse than that, the drug which arrived in the tumor was quite heterogeneously, non-uniformly distributed. So that really perked up my interest into why is that happening and how is this drug going to be effective if it does not distribute uniformly. Obviously, in 1974, 75, we did not know about stem cells, cancer stem cells. And now we know they reside in, at least the putative cells reside in what are known as the hypoxic regions, regions that have low levels of oxygen in tumors. And at that time, I didn't know about those cells, but I thought, well, if these cells do not get adequate quantity of drug, they're going to lead to relapse subsequently. So that sort of picture remained in my mind, and I tried to start cancer research. And what I did was develop these transparent tumors. Being an engineer, you like to visualize what's going on rather than just infer it from indirect ways. And these windows, in that time, it was growing in the ears of rabbits, VX2 carcinoma, which is one of the two tumors. Unfortunately, rabbits don't have too many tumors you can grow in. And I was looking at using fluorescence microscopy. When you inject drugs, how do they arrive into the tumor? How do they distribute? What about blood flow? So then I adapted these windows to mice. And then so we could grow tumors in different sites. So we could grow the same tumor, say, in subcutaneously in the dorsal, in a window in the skin, to a window in the liver, so metastasis of colorectal cancer, to window in the brain. So if you look at either primary brain tumors or you could look at metastatic brain tumors. And we have windows like this all over.